Doc Severinsen was born in Arlington, Oregon, and got his lifelong nickname from being called Little Doc because he was the son of a dentist. His musical career started at the age of 7. He was already so accomplished on trumpet that he was invited to join Arlington's high school band. He's been playing in a variety of settings and styles ever since, and even though he was thinking of retiring to Mexico in 2006, it didn't take him long to find a band playing in a cantina that he wanted to join. The Tucson Symphony presents Doc and the band on stage next Saturday, January 14th, to play a concert of acoustic jazz standards mixed with some Latin spice. I had to start our interview by telling Doc how much I liked seeing him on TV when I was growing up. What a pleasure to talk to you. This is really exciting for me because I have to tell you, you are, in my mind's eye, you were one of the first television personalities that I ever knew. I used to get to stay up late waiting for my dad to get off the night shift with my mom, and we would watch The Tonight Show. I was born in 1969, sir. And you were a favorite of mine, absolute favorite, and I could not wait for you to play Stump the Band.
All good. Well, we didn't. I think we had a clean record all the way through. We never got anything right.
But you made some bold attempts.
Oh, yes.
So I'll just start by asking you to tell us about El Ritmo de la Vida.
Well, El Ritmo de la Vida is a name that no longer exists. It was too hard to explain to people that it meant the rhythm of life and what that was all about. And it made it seem so serious. And we're out of San Miguel de Allende in Mexico. So that's considered to be the spiritual home of this group. Mm-hmm. And we're called the San Miguel Five.
And what's the instrumentation in this group, along with your trumpet?
We have guitar, violin, and drums, and bass. And I can only tell you that we played Carnegie Hall, and we tore the place up.
Well, you've got an acoustic jazz sound now, which is very different from a big band. How do you approach finding tunes for this group, and what's your inspiration for this group?
Well, this is a group that already existed for 20 years in San Miguel, and it's basically, it's Latino, but it's also gypsy, a gypsy Latin music, both French and Spanish, and which is all true to the history of Mexico.
Is it true that when you went down to start living in Mexico, you had retirement on your mind?
That's true, yeah. But not totally to the extent of not playing a trumpet anymore. I still expected to get up and do that every day, but I had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to find a bunch of musicians that I could play with and maybe play some jazz music that would be something to my liking, and just enjoy myself. And basically, that is what has happened.
How do you describe your style as a band leader?
Demanding. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I have definite ideas of what I want, and I hire people that can do that. And it goes beyond just the music, but how you present yourself and how you interact with the audience. Not only on the stage, but when you get off the stage. All I ask is for everybody to give the best that they've got to give at that moment.
Was there someone who was influential on you that you learned a lot about being a band leader from?
Tommy Dorsey.
And what was your experience with Tommy Dorsey? Tell our audience.
Well, I was with his band for quite some time, and he was extremely demanding, but I remember the guys in the band saying, well, there's one thing about it. He never asks us to do anything that he's not doing himself. And I think that's only fair. Don't ask him to do more than you can do. And if you keep it like that, you'll probably get more.
Do people always want to talk to you about The Tonight Show?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah? Do you like talking about it?
I do.
Have you been back to the stage or anything? Have you had any connection with the show since you left in 92?
I haven't been back there since the day we left, and I have no desire to go back because that part of my life is over.
Yeah.
Except for one thing. Johnny Carson's nephew named Jeff Sotzing has control of all the things from Carson Enterprises, and we're going to be, it looks like we're going to be doing something on PBS, a look back at some of the Carson stuff that people have not had a chance to see or hear. And I think it's going to be, for real Johnny Carson fans, I think it's going to be a beautiful thing to see.
Well, I really want to thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I've really enjoyed it.
You know, I know you're in Tucson.
Yep.
And I just want to add that I've been very good friends for quite some years now with a group of musicians that got their start in Tucson, Mariachi Copra. And my idea of a good day is to get the view of those guys and play some really, really, really real mariachi music.
Yeah, this is a big mariachi town. You know, when you talked about the name of the band, you'd have no trouble selling El Ritmo de la Vida here in Tucson.
Yeah, that's where they're from. They still have lots of family there.
Yeah, and we host the International Mariachi Convention every year here in the spring.
That's right. And they're probably prominently featured in that. But they're some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, and they take mariachi music to a whole different level. It's really special. So anyway, to all the friends of Mariachi Copra, come see us.
It's a great invitation, Doc. Thanks so much. And enjoy the sights and sounds while you're down here in Tucson. It's a great music town, and it's right up your alley, I think.
And you have a great conductor there.
George Hansen.
Yes, George is going to be the conductor for the show. Ordinarily, I do it by myself, but this gives me a chance to be freed up. And any day you spend with George Hansen is a day well spent.
Doc Severinsen and the San Miguel Five will appear on stage with conductor George Hansen and the Tucson Symphony on Saturday, January 14th. The TSO is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.